WTAW News time is 8:03. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. College Station Fire Department still working a structure fire at the Campus View Apartments near Fuddruckers and Rudy's Barbecue. The fire started around 5 this morning at the intersection of Harvey and Stallings. The intersection is closed at Harvey and Stallings. All motorists are asked to avoid the area if possible due to the large response of equipment and emergency personnel. A homeless woman is accused of Brian's second murder in as many weeks. Police say a domestic dispute led 39-year-old Latoya Jenkins to stab 40-year-old Stephen Shivers in his home near West Villa Maria and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Police have not released what was behind the dispute, who reported the death, and how they found Jenkins outside the city limits at an undisclosed location. Last month, the Bryan City Council voted 4-3 to give an additional $96,000 to the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Tomorrow, the council considers a request from CVB President Shannon Overby to keep the original funding agreement.
That we do our due diligence and just don't take extra money just to have extra money and just to spend it. We want to make sure that we collaborate with our partners and with our sales team and make sure that we do identify the right areas in which to market and use those extra funds.
Overby says if council is still interested in giving the CVB more money, they'll bring back an amended marketing plan and budget. Brazos County commissioners could vote tomorrow morning whether to close two railroad crossings near Welburn.
The county and Union Pacific has held or participated in three public hearings over the last month on a proposal to close crossings at Straub and Wade Roads. That's in exchange for the railroad building a crossing at Greens Prairie Trail. That would extend GPT from Welburn west to IGM. The Texas Department of Transportation has also pledged support to improve the intersection of Welburn and Greens Prairie Trail. Union Pacific's legal department's already approved the contract the county will consider. Straub and Wade Road crossings would not close until Greens Prairie Trail is open. County Judge Dwayne Peters previously said negotiations to acquire the land for extending Greens Prairie Trail would not start until the Union Pacific contract's approved. The agenda for tomorrow morning's meeting calls for discussion and a possible vote. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The president's call for giving students 2 years of community college education at no charge leaves lots of questions. Blinn College spokesman Richard Brace says they're pleased the White House recognizes the contributions that community colleges make.
Even if it's outside of the box, thinking any kind of idea that comes forward that suggests ways in which we can make community college education or just higher education in general available to the community, we're interested in that. We want to get people that opportunity to find career advancement.
The White House estimates the cost at $60 billion over 10 years. That doesn't include any state funding. The new congressional session has several partisan battles underway. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is among supporters calling on the president to raise the minimum number of hours to qualify for Obamacare and approve the Keystone XL pipeline.
You know, he professes he has this compassion for the middle class and for the economic plight that he's put them in. If he really did, then he would sign these bills. He wouldn't veto these bills. Because when he vetoes these things, he hurts job creation in this country, and that directly affects these hardworking American families whose incomes have gone sideways over the last 6 years and whose costs have gone up.
Flores says his gut feeling is that the Senate will have enough votes to override a veto on the pipeline because of pressure Democrats will receive from unions who want jobs. WTAW News time is 8:06. It's 43 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Another year, another resolution?
No.
Wait. At Aggieland Fitness Dome, find your solution. Join the Dome now. January is absolutely free. Aggieland Fitness Dome can make the difference between just another resolution and succeeding in your fitness goals this year. The Dome has the best equipment around. Full-size gym for basketball and volleyball, and a dynamic lineup of group fitness classes, including Zumba, yoga, and indoor cycling. Want a more customized approach? Aggieland Fitness Dome has personal trainers that are able to work with you one-on-one and teach you how to work out. We have indoor boot camps designed for all fitness levels. Don't worry about the weather. It's indoors. Remember, when you join now, the month of January is free. But hurry. January free memberships are limited, and because of high demand, you must sign up in person. And this year, don't resolve it. Solve it. Your solution? Aggieland Fitness Dome, Highway 6 at the Barron Road exit. Stay on the feeder on the right. Join today. Get January for free. 690-DOME.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
More cool weather in the forecast for today for the area. We'll have fog this morning, otherwise cloudy, with highs close to 50 this afternoon. Lots of clouds for tonight. Could see a shower come through, lows overnight 35 to 40. Cloudy, the chance of a shower tomorrow, highs only near 45. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, lows 30 to 35. Clouds will linger across the area Wednesday. High temperatures will be up around 45 Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so you want to brew the best possible cup of coffee. Here's some tips for you. Is this your New Year's resolution? Better coffee? Number one, clean your coffee pot.
Yeah.
Turns out your coffee pot is way grosser than you think. Not only is it more likely to have higher germ count in your bathroom door handle and toilet seats, the coffee pot could also have coliform bacteria.
Boop.
Yeah, sounds bad. Make sure to clean it with white vinegar and warm water at least once a week. Now, I used to do, you know, for a while I was a real coffee snob. And I did that thing where you pour the water in and it has the reverse thing that goes up to the bulb in the top and then it goes back down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
That was really good coffee. That was outstanding coffee. But it was just, it's a heck of a lot of trouble.
Most good coffee is.
Yeah. Store your coffee correctly. Avoid storing coffee in the fridge or freezer where coffee can dry out. And definitely don't keep it near an air conditioner or a heater, says Greg Lawrence of Cumberland Farms In-House Coffee. Use filtered water. Coffee is 99% water. If you use poor quality water, you make a poor quality cup of coffee. That makes sense, okay? Distilled water is not the same, okay? Distilled water is not the same.
You're missing those minerals.
Yeah, it has no minerals in it and doesn't work well. Grind your own beans. It is a hassle, but coffee starts to go stale as soon as you grind it, so know that. And then finish your coffee early. Research has shown that if you finish your coffee by 11 in the morning, to ensure that you don't have any caffeine in your system before bedtime. That's half the fun.
Yeah.
The other thing I would add to that is if you go to a top-notch restaurant, you know, where you're paying at least $40 a plate, get their coffee. Because quite often it is really good, and you're going to go, oh, man, that's $7 for coffee. I don't want to do that. You know what? Some of the best coffee I've had is in those kind of places. They do that right.
It's not a good meal if we don't finish with coffee.
Ah, listen to you. Yeah, you really are at that stage in your life, aren't you? And when I was about your age, and that's the way I was too, I was looking for, didn't matter what it was, that's, you know, I wanted to do that so I'd have the ultimate coffee experience.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Okay. What are you chuckling about in there?
The ultimate coffee experience.
Well, you know, at that time. And
I didn't even know about it till I was, you know, mid-20s.
Well, you think about it, though. You know, in college, you drink swill. I mean, you just
oh,
will.
Man.
As we're talking, I'm surfing through Facebook. I like my coffee how I like myself. Dark, bitter, and not too hot for you.
There you are. Okay, see? Exactly. And I don't know. I have a real problem spending like $4 for coffee. I just do. Yeah. Because I can go to McDonald's, and I think it's $1 a cup there, and it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
They do a pretty good job for mass production. All right. All right, it's 8:12. Bill McGuire is here this morning from the Better Business Bureau. How are you today?
I'm good. I just have a question.
Yeah.
So when you go through McDonald's, are you asking them how often you clean your coffee?
No, I don't care.
You've dropped that low to where you...
Product's pretty good. I'm not worried about that. I figure they know. They've got people. Okay. They'll do that.
Okay.
We'll see. All right, what do you got for us today?
Well, cyber attacks.
Oh, yeah, they're out there.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. They're a rising threat, and attention is required. I noticed that watching CBS that they even have a new CSI show coming out called Cyber.
Really?
Everything that's in the news. Cyber crimes are fast and frequent. The best protection is awareness of threats and smart digital habits. attacks happen in minutes, Scott. 33% of them, 33% of those cyber attacks occur in the amount of time, get this, it takes to make a cup of
coffee.
Yes.
Hey, what
How
do you
about
know?
That?
All right.
Being safe takes only seconds. 96% of these attacks could have been prevented by following secure computing practices. 80% can be prevented by having better, what they call cyber hygiene, performing quick tasks like changing passwords and updating computer software. Attacks, believe it or not, have become more sophisticated. And we probably all know that, Scott, because we hear about them more often than ever. You know, and going forward, it'll probably be the same. Here are seven tips to stay safe and secure. First of all, when you get a link in your email, don't just click on it. Verify the link yourself. Don't open links or attachments unless you know they're safe. Navigate instead to the website directly. Keep settings and software up to date. Maintain your security settings and upgrade software when prompted. I know it's a hassle, you're in the middle of something, but when that thing pops up, and I'm terrible about it too, go ahead and stop what you're doing and do the updates. Back up and encrypt your data. Make sure that all business-related data is encrypted to prevent unauthorized access. Connect to networks safely. Be careful when you transmit over open and public wireless networks. Basically, don't do that at all, or else you're going to be in trouble. Protect your mobile devices. Be sure to keep your Bluetooth set as undiscoverable. I haven't found that on mine yet, but I'm looking for it.
Okay.
Yeah. Store your information securely. Be careful where you store sensitive confidential information. If you're storing in a cloud, make sure you're comfortable with the terms and conditions of the service provider. And finally, protect passwords. Create different hard-to-use, hard-to-guess passwords for each website and service you use. And that's probably one of those things where making a cup of coffee and choosing a hard password are pretty closely to the same thing. You know, we're lazy. We don't want to do it. I'll tell you, I've got probably close to 50 passwords on different things, but I had to write them all down, but they're all locked up.
Sure.
I don't try to remember them anymore at my advanced age.
I understand that.
But use these tips, and you'll be tippy-toeing through and maybe around cybercrime.
Hope so. All right, thank you, man. I appreciate it. That's Bill McGuire here from the Better Business Bureau on Alternate Mondays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity. Chris Dyer from the Arts Council right around the corner.
Looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Get the best in fitness with AeroFit. It's never been easier to join. Save now and start achieving your fitness goals. Memberships start as low as $30 per month, and AeroFit has five locations to better serve you and your family. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in the shape you've always wanted at a price you can't afford. Call, click, or come by today and look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. It's never been easier. Join today and your body will thank you later.
Stocks appear poised to bounce back today as stock index futures are up across the board thanks to a strong rally in Europe where the DAX in Germany and the CAC 40 in France are both up about 1.5% apiece. The dollar is rallying this morning as well, and Wall Street is shaking off a continued and precipitous decline in the price of oil, which is now in the low $47 a barrel range. Interest rates remain subdued around the world with the yield on the 10-year treasury at 1.96%. Gold is up a little bit as it continues to rally while oil drops. And rather interestingly, gold, which typically moves in inverse lockstep with the dollar, is actually up with the U.S. greenback. A lot of earnings reports start this week. We're entering earnings season. We'll have some economic numbers as well. But for now, it looks like the market wants to rebound after a difficult day on Friday, trying to regain its momentum despite those weaker oil prices.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right, General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, time to talk arts, and Chris Dyer's here this morning, CEO of the Arts Council. How are you today?
Good, glad to be back. It seems like it's been a while, right?
It has, and you know, we're I really like the idea that the Arts Council is deciding to challenge the weather, because you've got an outside event coming up before the end of the month, and we're looking forward to it. It's kind of a neat deal. Tell us a little bit about how Boots and Barbecue came to be.
Well, this is actually the second year, and, you know, I guess to your point on the weather, we're doing this out at Pam and Bob Smith's home and in College Station, and actually we have indoor area because they just put in a very nice car museum out there.
Okay.
So Boots and Barbecue came about because people want to have fun, they want to enjoy art, and they want it to be affordable. And so, you know, January, you know, we're getting back into the fiscal year after the holidays, and we just really wanted to throw a big fun party to support the arts and our scholarship programs and our programs with youth. So this came up, like I said, last year, and, you know, it's just a great excuse to get all our supporters together for a great cause and, you know, eat some barbecue and listen to live music.
Well, and the hours are good, too, because it's in the afternoon and, you know, it's a great way to end up the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. It's on a Sunday. It's 1 to 4:30 p.m. And guess what? You can make that A&M game, too. I think the girls are playing that evening.
Perfect.
So we tried to plan around that. But, you know, yeah, you can come out, have a great lunch, you know, and then you can be home in time to, or, you know, go back to the, you know, read and see the game. But, you know, you're going to enjoy live music. Hans Hammond's going to be out there. And for those of you who don't know who Hans is, he is an amazing barbecue cook, award-winning. And, you know, there'll be fine art, and there'll also be a huge collection of vintage cars.
There'll be enough. Makes you feel young again for the old folks to go out there and see those cars. I know that's how it works for me.
The funny thing, I was talking to Pam about it, and she said, oh, yeah, we have a 91. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, that's not classic,
that's
is it?
Not
and she said, oh, yeah. And, well, you know, that was my time.
Yep,
you
that's
know?
Right
so,
there.
So it's going to be an exciting event. I mean, they have cars from the teens all the way through, the, like I said, the 90s.
Right.
But there's going to be some cool stuff out there. We have five artists involved.
Okay.
So they'll have their art out there. They'll be demonstrating their art. The artists have donated a portion of their proceeds from their art sales to go back to our programs. We'll also have some unique boots that we're auctioning off that the artists have created. So very cool deal.
Absolutely. So again, it's coming up later on this month on the 18th, right?
Yes, it is. Okay. Sunday, January 18th from 1 to 4:30, and it's going quick. We have a lot of people RSVP'd for it, but you need to RSVP in advance, and you can do that by going to acbv.org or calling us at 979-696-2787.
Okay, and then, of course, on your website, you've also got a calendar of everything else that's going on as we kick off the new year.
We do. You can, on the drop-down tabs, click on events, and if it's an art event, we've got it on there. We have over 60 affiliates in all disciplines of art, and there's a lot of exciting things going on in our community.
All right, there you go. Chris Dyer here this morning from the Arts Council. Thanks for the time. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubota. Dealers.com.
Yeah, and he's a senior, and they've got a junior-senior team. You know, they've got a very experienced team, and they played like it, you know, and they really only played one freshman, and that freshman had a really good game, but we couldn't do anything. They had a kid named Rico Gathers.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy. The Billy Kennedy Show is back on the air tonight after being away since the 15th of December. We'll be back over at Wings and More tonight from 7 until 8 o'clock to talk 1 hour of Texas A&M basketball. Aggies getting ready to take on Mississippi State. We'll talk about that game. That's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at Reed. And we'll go back and review, if you will, the Kentucky game from this past Saturday that the Aggies played at Reed Arena against the number one team in the country. So the Billy Kennedy Show tonight, Wings and More on University Drive here in College Station. We invite questions from the floor. Also an 800 number to call with any questions that you may have for our head coach. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Physical intimacy issues and ED for men are getting a lot of attention these days, and there are some fine products on the market that address this situation. But up until now, the only ones that really work are available only through a physician and on a prescription basis at a very high cost. Restore MX from the Activate company is specifically formulated to help with ED and the natural slowing down that is often caused by age, high blood pressure, diabetes, and other normal physical conditions. Restore MX is made in an FDA-approved American pharmaceutical lab. In clinical trials, the vast majority of men reported greater frequency and a much higher stimulation. And Restore MX's low price ensures that men can take the supplement daily and be ready whenever the time is appropriate for intimacy. Restore MX from the Activate Company. Find out more at www.activ8products.com. That's active and the number 8, products.com. Or call toll-free 800-465-4411. Folks, I want to tell you a story. And like all of our stories, it's true. And I make no pretensions of telling you the meaning of this story. Besides, it wouldn't matter. You'd make up your own mind anyway. It's a story of a church, the Methodist Church of Swan Quarter, North Carolina. It was a poor church located in the bottomland of the town. It's called the bottomland because it was below sea level. Not a good thing when the rains come. The Methodist Church was often rendered unusable because of the flooding. There was one spot in town that was ideal. It was the highest point in Swan Quarter, immune from flooding, and perfect for a church. Would the owner sell? Yes, for a great deal of money, much more than this poor congregation could ever afford. Often the ministers and congregation went to the prosperous landowner and begged for a reduction in price, or just donate the land. But nope. This owner knew he had a ripe plum, and he was not going to be talked out of a nice profit by a bunch of church folks. Then Sunday, September 16th, 1876 arrived, and with it, another storm. This one more severe than most. The rain again flooded the church, and the people were forced to leave before the services were even finished. This time, it appeared that the church was doomed. The rain was so great and the floodwater so strong that it literally picked up the church and started carrying it down the street. Church members, even townspeople, grabbed ropes and attached horses, and they pulled and struggled to keep the church from floating down the street of Swan Quarter and destroying other buildings. But the floodwaters raged, and it was hopeless. Now, why am I telling you yet another flood story? Well, because of what happened next. It's a little-known fact that the Methodist Church did float into town, right through the middle of town, never touching a single building, house, or person. It traversed the obstacle course as if it was being guided. And maybe it was. Because when the flood's water receded, the church was sitting squarely in the middle of the highest point in town, the exact same lot of the prosperous landowner who had turned them down so many times before. The next morning, after seeing what happened, that same landowner went to the Methodist minister and with trembling hands presented him with the deed to the property. The Methodist Church of Swan Quarter sits there to this very day.
A great crater naming check, challenge. Check, check, check. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. If you've ever wanted to name a crater on the planet Mercury, and who hasn't, now is your chance. MESSENGER, the first spacecraft ever to orbit the planet, has discovered hundreds of craters over the past 3 years, and the mission is enlisting the public's help to name five especially interesting ones. MESSENGER scientist David Blewett says some of the craters are bisected by long lines of cliffs, others have ancient volcanic vents, and he says one even contains ice.
One of the major accomplishments of the MESSENGER mission has been to confirm the hypothesis that it is, in fact, water ice that is lurking in the bottoms of some of these polar craters.
Mercury craters are named after famous artists, writers, and musicians. If you've got a suggestion, there's a link to the competition at scienceupdate.com. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Do you have questions about your retirement and investing needs? Let me, Debbie Davis Lewis, help you with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I'm an independent broker and use all types of mutual funds. So call me today for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Today, a look back on last week's Consumer Electronics Show. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Here at the Kim Commando Show, I'm always looking for ways to not only make my business better, but ways to help other business owners do the same. That's why I'm so excited about eVoice. The way you look to your customers means everything. And when it comes to your incoming business calls, you either hire a receptionist or you handle all the calls yourself. A lose-lose scenario. Until now. Because there's eVoice. Imagine your business with a toll-free or local number. When customers call, they're greeted professionally by a virtual receptionist who routes all your calls to wherever you're located. There's even a dial-by-name directory. Instead of small, your business now sounds like a Fortune 500 company. Never miss an important call again. eVoice does all this for less than $13 a month. And right now, for a limited time, try eVoice free for 60 days. Seriously, you get an extended 60-day free trial to test drive this amazing business tool. Go to eVoice.com/Kim and sign up now. 60 days free at eVoice.com/Kim. To no one's great surprise, except maybe the media's, there were no showstoppers at the 2015 Consumer Electronics Show. Sure, a completely autonomous Audi concept car drove itself from San Francisco to the show, but all the car makers are working on self-driving cars. Drones were everywhere, but drones were everywhere before CES. Super high-resolution TVs were everywhere, too, but all TV manufacturers are working on super high-resolution screens. Sony reintroduced the Walkman. It plays high-def audio, but they've priced it completely out of the market at $1,200. This year's CES was long on funky little gadgets and a few silly ideas, like a Bluetooth baby pacifier and a headset that literally shocks you to give you more energy. But if you're looking for new must-have technology, hopefully, you stayed home. Keep up with all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. College Station Fire Department still dealing with the aftermath of a structure fire at the Campus View Apartments near Fuddruckers and Rudy's Barbecue that started around 5 this morning. The intersection of Harvey and Stallings has been closed. All motorists are asked to avoid the area if possible until further notice due to the large response of equipment and emergency personnel. The Convention and Visitors Bureau is declining $96,000 in additional funding from the City of Bryan. CVB President Shannon Overby sent an email asking to keep the original funding request of $238,000.
We certainly are very pleased in the faith that the council has in the CVB and our marketing efforts. Should the council wish to amend our budget to increase it, we certainly want to have some time to regroup and amend our marketing plan so that we can make sure we get the best use of that money.
Overby says the increase reflected unexpected growth in Bryan's hotel occupancy tax collections last year.
It is specifically state mandated on how it can be spent to do more marketing and bring in more visitors in the future, but it doesn't mean that you just give us money, we're just going to spend it. We want to make sure that we put some thought to it, collaborate with our funding partners, with our tourism community here, and make sure that we identify the areas that we would spend that additional fund.
The City Council, which voted 4-3 last month for more CVB money, takes action on the agency's contract tomorrow night. Bryan police believe the city's second murder of the new year was the result of domestic violence. The victim, 40-year-old Stephen Shivers, was found stabbed to death in his home on Jaguar, located near West Villa Maria and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Police arrested 39-year-old Latoya Jenkins, where she remains held in the Brazos County Jail. Police have not released who reported the death, the reason they believe a domestic dispute led to the stabbing, and how Jenkins was found at an undisclosed location outside the city limits. Recent arrests by College Station police includes two theft cases. Two officers on patrol Thursday night checking out what the arrest report described was a high-crime area near the intersection of Southwest Parkway and Dartmouth caught two Bryan men accused of stealing fencing. 31-year-old Myron Evans and 36-year-old Larry Kennedy are accused of taking 15 pieces of 6x6 landscape fencing from Eastmark Apartments. Jail records indicate it's the eighth time Kennedy has been arrested in the last 2 years. College Station police responding Friday morning to the report of a suspicious person at an apartment complex led to an arrest on multiple charges and the recovery of a backpack full of what's believed to be stolen items. 23-year-old Christopher Edwards, who, according to the arrest report, was at the Loft Apartments for a tour, was arrested for two vehicle burglaries, theft, possessing an illegal knife described as a silver metal star shaped object with 8 sharp points, marijuana possession, and public intoxication. The list of recovered property is online at WTAW.com. Tomorrow morning's Brazos County Commission meeting includes discussion and a possible vote on the future of railroad crossings near Welburn.
Union Pacific's legal department has signed off on the proposed contract. The railroad, which will be putting in a side rail south of Welburn, continues to offer building a new crossing on Greens Prairie Trail next to Welburn Road. That's if the county closes crossings at Wade and Straub Roads. State highway officials have also announced participating in improving the intersection of Greens Prairie Trail and Welburn Road. If the commission approves the contract, County Judge Dwayne Peter says negotiations would start on acquiring the land to extend Greens Prairie Trail from Welburn to IGM. The contract does not give a deadline for the county to get the right-of-way or when UP will start construction on the side rail that will cross the roads the railroad once closed. Tomorrow's possible action follows a presentation at last Friday's Citizens for Welburn annual meeting and two public hearings last month held by the county and the railroad. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Community college officials nationwide want to know more about the president's call for giving students a free ride for 2 years. Among the questions at Blinn College, according to spokesman Richard Bray, is whether that will include workforce education and certification programs.
It's important to remember that with community colleges, it isn't just about picking up that associate's degree. It's also about workforce training, healthcare training. We offer a lot of programs outside of what you would consider the typical academic pathway toward an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree.
Bray says they appreciate the attention from the White House.
We're very pleased that the president and the White House recognize the contribution that community colleges make, not just in their communities, but to the local economy, to society, and the White House's interest in placing an emphasis on community colleges is certainly commendable.
And the White House did reveal states will have a financial stake above the $60 billion cost to the federal government over a 10-year period. Among the political showdowns taking place in Washington involves the Keystone XL pipeline. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says his gut tells him the Senate has enough votes to override a presidential veto.
This is a very popular project among the American people. I mean, it's got 70 to 80% approval among the American people, including unions.
Flores says the House does have enough votes to override a veto, something that's disputed by Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi. WTAW News time, it's going to be 8:38 and 43 degrees. We'll have more news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. When it comes to roofing warranties, how much do you really understand and how good are they? At Schulte Roofing, we make them easy to understand. For example, our workmanship warranty is for the life of your roof. That's it. No tricks, no gimmicks, just solid professional roof installations. Schulte Roofing is the only place that's offering a lifetime workmanship warranty. There are no holes in our installations or the guarantees that back them up. They're bulletproof.
Schulte.
Looks like we're going to be trapped inside again for the next couple days, but if you've got Suddenlink, well, you got something you can at least watch, because with video on demand, you got a couple brand new ones that are kind of big movies coming out. Tomorrow, A Walk Along the Tombstones and Gone Girl are released on video on demand. And now with higher speeds, you can watch it anywhere you want to, on your house, on your laptop, on your iPad, doesn't matter what it is, because Suddenlink has you covered with the fastest speed in the area, up to 100 megs right here in BCS, and the new minimum speed is going to be 50 megs. That's 16 times faster than DSL. So if you're not a Suddenlink customer and still messing around with phone company DSL, you need to switch internet providers to Suddenlink and do it right now. Suddenlink's Switch Fest. Celebrate the new year with a new, better provider. Suddenlink's advanced fiber-rich network can power your high-tech gadgets like never before. Get the blazing fast internet for $35 a month, the SL200 HDTV for $37 a month, home phone for as low as $15 a month. Call for details. Also, the 30-day We Promise money-back guarantee. For more, go to suddenlink.com, or you can go see them in person. They're on 29th Street.
Seth, 8:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
More cool weather in the forecast for today for the area. We'll have fog this morning, otherwise cloudy, with highs close to 50 this afternoon. Lots of clouds for tonight. Could see a shower come through. Lows overnight, 35 to 40. Cloudy, the chance of a shower tomorrow, highs only near 45. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, lows 30 to 35. Clouds will linger across the area Wednesday. High temperatures will be up around 45 Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So the Golden Globes, we'll talk about them in a little while. Later on this week, the big announcement that we never carry live. It's the Academy Award nominations. We will, however, as we have done in the past, bring you ambient sound. Any ambient sound that they'll bring us, because, you know, to get to hear the chatter, the clinking of glasses and silverware as they buffet the media prior to the announcement. And then when they actually start the announcement, we'll stop our feed.
So we jip the jip?
Yeah. And we'll do that. We later in the show, we'll tell you what the nominations are, but... I mean, do you really care what best foreign film is, or documentary
no.
for a person who stands on their left foot to edit? I mean, you know.
Still no. Just,
yeah. So we'll do that later. Now it's time to delve into the world of nerdism.
Oh, Patrick.
As the annual Consumer Electronics Show wrapped up this weekend
yeah.
in Las Vegas, TCL, the big Chinese electronics maker, pushed out the rumor it is considering making the Palm Pilot again.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, it's interesting because we can, if the reaction could be what Patrick's was or even worse, chortle, chortle, and, you know, where will the diesel smokestack be on it and all that. But remember, the key word here is Chinese. They can sell that product just in their own country and do fine.
That's true.
Just fine. So we'll see. Palm Pilot may come back.
I liked mine when I had one.
It bought the brand from Hewlett-Packard last year, says it's going to trot out a new digital personal organizer to go along with its line of Alcatel One-Touch smartphones. So, see how that goes. And if your Chromecast works for you...
And it does.
And it does.
And so does my Fire TV.
Yeah, I don't have that, but I have the Chromecast, and the Chromecast is needy cool. There's no doubt about that. May be able to play Netflix, but can it play Crysis?
Uh-huh.
I've played Crysis.
This is a game that's, pretty expensive, huh?
Well, it's about $50. It's a few years old now, but there was a running joke for a long time. Yeah, that's a great computer, but can it run Crysis? In other words, does it have the necessary hardware?
Well, comes now the Intel to the rescue, the HDMI compute stick. Probably can't either. But it's a tiny device that does have a lot of power, and it can run Windows 8.1 apps on your TV.
It's about the size of a Chromecast.
Really?
$150, $80 or $90 for a Linux version.
Now, all right, so why do I want this?
It's a computer in a stick. One of the things they mentioned was the word thin client, or the phrase thin client, and that means you basically have your computer sitting on a server elsewhere. This basically creates that connection between the HDMI stick and that distant cloud computer, so all the computing takes place in the cloud.
But aren't there sticks for my particular television that aren't $149?
What do you mean?
Well, that would do this.
This runs full Windows. I mean, that's a big deal. And like it said, the $90 one can run Linux.
Okay, so now wait a minute. All right, so I'm gonna bring my computer screen up, and then what? Do I have to have my little wireless keyboard right there with me, and then I can just run my computer on my giant screen? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, that's what it is. Wow. It's a computer on a screen. The computer's there. It's got an HDMI, and so I guess everything else has to connect via Bluetooth or Wi-Fi.
Because, you know, I want a spreadsheet that big. I really want to look at a spreadsheet that big.
Think about it when you walk into a boardroom somewhere, and they say, oh, we don't have the necessary equipment to hook that up. Do you have a TV? Yes. Okay. Plug it in the back, and it's there.
Okay. All right. I can see that.
Anywhere you have an HDMI port, you have a computer.
Okay. I can see that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. For $150.
Today.
Yeah.
Check the price in a year. We'll be laughing about this. You remember the sucker paid $149? I got it for $39 on Amazon.
Yeah. So how do you get the keyboard or anything to work with that, like on
with
your television?
Bluetooth? My guess is Bluetooth.
Bluetooth?
Okay.
I don't know how else you could do that.
Yeah. Well, again, that helps a whole lot of hotel rooms, conference rooms, things like that, move up to cutting-edge technology now without having to do any kind of updates. I can see where they'd pay $149 to have one of those.
They'll still charge you for it, though.
Well, sure. Well, that's fine. I mean, that's America. That's what you do. Hello.
I haven't gotten to hear everything on this conversation, but don't forget the monthly fees you pay to Microsoft for access to their content.
Okay.
Ah, well, they do want you to sign up for OneDrive and Microsoft Office Cloud and all that. So yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, but again, if you look at the entire package of what that is and you consider that that can bring conference rooms in buildings that were built 30 years ago to today's standard. That makes it worthwhile.
Well, and if you think about it, as a media server, I mean, you've got your computer in your office or wherever, and you want to stream something to somewhere, you've got a computer now, you just plug it in.
Mm-hmm.
And if it runs Linux, 80 to 90% of all web servers run some flavor of Linux. So you have the potential to have a web server in back of a TV.
So what happens if you walk in and the meeting facility doesn't have that, but you've got your little stick?
Yeah.
Then you can go ahead and make it happen.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Exactly. I mean, there's a lot of potential here.
Yeah.
It's an Intel computer stick, and they license it for a little more to run Windows, and then Linux is free.
Hmm. My thought is the hotel now has to look at how they're going to monetize that.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, you can use that, but there's liable to be a block in that room. For $89, we can remove the trap. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to take it there, but that's true. Paris Hilton apparently just not behaving nicely. Yeah. A witness tells Star magazine that the heiress turned DJ, didn't even know that she was doing
it. Oh,
that,
yeah.
Was eating at an airport gate and left a bag of garbage on the seat instead of throwing it away. The garbage pail was 10 feet away. Oh, so in other words, it's like people who leave their shopping cart in the middle of the parking lot, like that?
Oh, love them.
Those kind of people?
Love them.
You're really in that big a hurry. You're really in that big a hurry that you're going to go ahead and block two parking places because you just had to do that. I know. Accused carjacker in Chicago allegedly called the vehicle's owner and tried to sell the car back to her.
Wow. That's gutsy.
24-year-old Jera Einstein Brown.
That's not really your name.
Yeah. I'm just Melvin Einstein.
was riding in the 1998 Malibu. Really? He allegedly forced the driver out and took off. Police say that Jera Brown later phoned the 19-year-old owner and promised to give her the vehicle back in exchange for $50. The woman sets up a meeting with Brown. Then the police showed up.
Darn the bad luck.
Cops say he ran into a nearby resident where he was found hiding in a closet. Aside from that, it was a perfect plan, though. Just a perfect plan. And a Belgian student. No, that we've done that. Did you hear about the lady who was killed? She was Belgian, is that right? Killed by a camel?
Yes, a rampaging camel. I saw that online this weekend.
What is that about? I mean, where do we have rampaging camels? And I haven't seen a billboard about it. Come see our rampaging camels. I don't know. I saw it. I can't find the story right now. Real quickly, though, did you see the McDonald's commercial? I didn't see it until this morning.
The one love? With the cartoons?
Yes. Well, No. The love. The ones that have
the signs.
Yeah.
I saw it yesterday.
Yeah, there's signs all over America.
Spectacular.
During the NFC divisional playoff game between the Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers, McDonald's aired a new commercial. Pretty much will be shown again, I would bet.
I can't believe it's not a Super Bowl commercial.
Well, that's also true. Maybe they'll do it again. I don't know. Well, look, they probably have enough signs they could do others.
Sure.
It's to the tune of Carry On by the group Fun. In the commercial, different McDonald's signs are shown with messages having to do with basically local situations. Near the end of the commercial, viewers are directed to their Tumblr page that not only shows all of the pictures again, but it also details the stories as well. Some thanking veterans, praying for others. One of them, which was really interesting, the McDonald's sign had been blown out.
It says, we're open.
Yeah.
That was the one that stuck out to me, too.
It was really pretty cool. Well, anyway, if you haven't seen it, it's out there. It's easy to find. I'm sure you can just go to YouTube and put in McDonald's signs or McDonald's commercial, and you'll be able to see that. All right, it's 11 till.
When it comes to making sure my farm is a success, every detail matters. Every single one. This is my farm, so I make all the decisions, call all the shots, and do whatever needs to be done. Water management, plant growth regulation, weed control, even choosing the right oil for my pickup truck. It all makes a difference. And since I grow cotton, I never hesitate with the most important detail on my farm. Planting FiberMax cotton seed. Hold on a second.
Joe, put it right there. Yep, right there.
Sorry about that. FiberMax delivers high-quality fiber and outstanding yields year after year. Quality that's sought after and demanded by mills worldwide. Strategically bred to outperform the competition right here at home, which gives me a higher profit potential. So for the most important detail on my farm, I choose the seed that takes me furthest. FiberMax for quality and yield. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey. Michael Eddington is on the phone today with a pretty cool project that affects local bands and college students right here in Aggieland.
What we are is we're trying to raise money online for a studio for college kids. We record local Aggies for free because there's really not anything in this town that's affordable, honestly. All the other studios cost hundreds of dollars, and they really discourage local people in our area to make music, and that's what we're really trying to do. We went around and we asked about 100 Aggies on campus if they knew of a music scene in College Station, and over 60 of them said no. So we're trying to raise money to upgrade the equipment so we can help more Aggies and help the whole music scene in this town. And we do album artwork. We do the whole package. We don't just do songs. We shoot music videos and we make album artwork. And the way we look at it is we have people all over the country and all over the world, and nobody really leaves their creative interests at home just because they come to Texas A&M. Everyone loves music, you know? And we just don't get why no one has tried to help music in this town. It sounds really corny. It really does. It's corny. It's true, though. We really need as much support and attention that we can get. And anybody that can make even a dollar donation, or even if they can't donate, if they can just post it online or something. The main thing we need is attention. We know how much we mean to the local artists we already record.
I know you mentioned college students. It's obviously your bread and butter here, the big draw. But what about other bands here in town? Maybe some older bands who also cannot afford high studio prices. I mean, do you service them as well?
Yeah, we only charge $25 a song if you're not in school. And the only reason we do that is because we got to take care of ourselves somehow. We wish we could do it for free for everybody. We really do.
Now, what about the website? If someone's listening, say they want to help support the arts, because essentially that's what they would be doing. Where can they go?
The website is an Indiegogo campaign. It's Indiegogo.com, and you would search either College Station in there, or you would search BBZ Studio, which is what we are. We are BBZ Studio at Indiegogo.com.
So BBZ Studios.
Yes, it stands for Burning Below Zero.
I really love that this is a community thing. It's an organic thing. It's something that music lovers can sort of rally around and behind. So if you want to help support college students, or you want to help support just local bands in general, because remember, anybody can use a studio, and it's going to help a lot of people save a lot of money. Check out BBZ Studios. BBZ Studios at Indiegogo.com. Or if you just want to help them raise awareness, make sure to share the story I'm going to post to BrazosLife.com. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
As a former two-sport college athlete, I know what I'm supposed to do to get in shape. I just don't have the gumption sometimes to do it. Not to mention getting bored with just, air quotes, working out. Well, I've remedied both of those situations. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. Let me tell you about my friends at Brazos Valley MMA. It works. I'm down over 20 pounds now in two full pant sizes. Matt is my personal trainer. We meet three times a week. We work together to figure out what I want to accomplish and how best to get there. You can join a gym this year and have money come out of your account each month, or you can get a personal trainer at BVMMA and actually get results. Personal training gives you accountability and personalized fitness specifically for your body and personality. I've had more fun, yes, actual fun, working out with Matt than I ever have going to your stock and standard gym. No membership fee, don't have to be a member of BVMMA to do personal training. When you start with Brazos Valley MMA, your first session, including a 30-minute fitness consultation and diet assessment with certified personal trainer, my buddy Matt, is taken care of. And for the month of January only, your first session is completely free. To find out more, go to BVMMA.com.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
About 4 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here you go. The owner of the Camel Farm in Texas, was killed along with another person after a deadly camel attack on Saturday. Wichita County Sheriff said the men had entered the pen with three camels to attend to a frozen water trough, but an aggressive male among the animals began charging at them. The camel trampled them both. The male camel was said to be in a rut, a period of being very aggressive that occurs during the breeding season. Fatal camel attacks on humans are not unheard of. In 2014, in October, a camel escaped its pen and killed the owner of a wildlife park in Mexico. Wow.
Hell hath no fury like a camel stored.
I guess a PO'd camel, Jim. So, our first world problem, everybody in the electronic community is all wadded up over the upcoming leap second, which is to be added to the atomic clock this June. Yes, to attempt to account for the slowing down of the Earth's rotation.
Uh-huh. Is that from global warming?
It's climate change. Thank you. The yes, it probably is. This happened 25 times since the process started in 1972. The problem is some online services, including bulletin boards and airline reservation systems, spend hours offline because of this the last time it happened. And the reason is, as they boil it down, computing systems are not able to recognize two same seconds in a row. So if it's 14, 23, 17, and then it does 17 again, then the computer gets all messed up.
Google is bad.
Google be having the solution, and they'll sell it to you. No.
They use something called a leap smear, which adds milliseconds to the clock during the day before the actual leap second, rather than just at a precise point. That way the program doesn't get messed up. You just kind of smear the time out, as it says there, and so that be that. Let me say, as far as the fire is concerned, I think we just got some information in. What can you share with us?
The initial call came in at 5:01 this morning. Harvey Road still closed due to the Campus View apartment fires. 20 units affected, no severe injuries. There's a little bit of smoke inhalation for one. They weren't transported to the hospital. 6 fire engines on scene in 2 ladder trucks and a total of 50 firefighters out there. Bryan Fire Department helped out too. 5 arson investigators on the scene and no word on a source yet.
All right. We'll keep you posted. Mm-hmm.
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable sharp for a Xerox, give us a call. Call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online, 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Golden Globes were last night, yada, yada, yada. No big winners. Boyhood got 3 wins for Best Picture, Best Supporting Actress, and Best Director. That's Richard Linklater, who, you know, went to Sam Houston State and lives in Austin. And that's the one where it followed the really, thank you, Henry Smith. TSA would have nothing to do without you. All in the Family premiered in 1971.
Oh, God, Edith.
Hullabaloo, that was NBC's answer to Shindig, premiered in 1965. Featured the Zombies, Jerry and the Pacemakers, a little